Shalom aleichem. Welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim. Le'il Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, Ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadok VeKadosh Livracha. We are holding in the psicha of the Sefer Ahavas Chesed. The Chofetz Chaim is now specifically speaking about the mitzvah of Hava'as Mamon, of lending a loan. And from this mitzvah, he's coming to incorporate other major principles in Chesed on a general level. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Ois Gimel, Vim chaveiro hamavakesh mimeno ha'alva. Somebody asks you for a loan. Negeya loy dabrz ala sakana. He potentially has some type of life-threatening situation that he needs the money for. He needs it to pay for a hospital bill. He needs it to pay off his creditors, who perhaps are people who are unscrupulous. Or he needs it to give his kid money, who is in therapy. Any type of aspect where the money is going to be used for some type of hatzalas nefesh, or some type of pikuach nefesh. If you, in fact, refrain from giving that money, you're also over another iser. Im lo yalveyu kegoyin shayidei zeh, yuchol lehinatza milistim ha'abayim alof kehaigavna. He has people who are running after him, who are going to kill him. Maybe a mafia-type situation. And he refrains from giving this person, nah, I can't give him a loan right now. I have the money, but I don't want to give it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, over al lav loisase. You're over on another loisase. You should not stand idly by while the blood of your friend is being spilled. We can't be negligent. We can't be derelict. If we see that our friend is in some type of life-threatening situation, and we can save him in any capacity, and we refrain from doing so, we're over the iser of leisamad adam reyecha. Now, I don't know how many people on the Chabura are actively Hatzalah members. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 20, maybe it's 30. But says the Chofetz Chaim, we can all be Chavrei Hatzalah. We could all be members of Hatzalah. Maybe we don't have the skills or the car or the time. But if you give somebody who's in a bad situation a tzedakah, a hava'ah, sometimes even just a significant recognition that he's suffering, that can sometimes save somebody's life. There's no lights and sirens. There's nothing so fancy about it. It's simple. It's basic. It's the aleph base. People who are in difficult situations often, if you allow the situation to fester and to get worse, it can truly lead to pikuach nefesh. There was a well-known story said over of a merchant in a Lithuanian town. And he was once approached by somebody in the community who had a grain business. The grain business had failed after an early frost. So the owner of the grain company that was bankrupt went to ask the merchant, I'm not asking you for tzedakah, he told him. All I'm asking you for is a short loan so I can buy some more inventory and make it through the harsh winter. Emir Tashem, by Pesach, I will repay you back. And the merchant hesitated. Certainly he had the money, but he got nervous. He had angst. What if the money is never returned? What if others begin to ask for loans as well? So I'm going to refuse this loan. He said, I'm so sorry. I cannot proffer the money. Unfortunately, this grain owner who was unable to get the loan had to sell his remaining possessions. He had to move to a faraway city where it was cheaper to live. His family was uprooted. His children were taken away from Cheder and their friends. His wife was taken away from her friends and her chevra. And of course, as you can imagine, it was extremely difficult for the family. And the sons and the daughters of that family drifted away from Yadus. They drifted away from Yiddishkeit and ended up living lives shelo yapi Torah and mitzvos, because the trauma, the challenge of their move was too great. If you think about it, imagine what this merchant could have done. All he saw in his eyes was a $20,000 loan. But it really was much more than that. It was pikuach nefesh for the wife, for the husband, for the children. And now all the generations of children who perhaps aren't going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs, who are going to struggle because they veered away from the Messiah, it all could have been prevented. It all could have been made better just with the halva'ah. It's true by halva'ah. It's true by any other mitzvah in chesed. We have to realize the ramifications. When we give somebody a chesed, or machaya them, or machaya their wife, or machaya their children, maybe we're machaya their parents or their neighbors, there's so much we can give. It's really a kiyum of uvacharta b'chayim. When we're machaya other people, we are choosing life for them and for their entire family. We should have a tremendous, beautiful, wonderful Shabbos, and the Schos of this Limud should be for our friends, for our families, for our Kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.